Well, having seen far too many traffic accidents in my travels over the years, I appreciated a story I heard some years ago from Adrian Rogers. A lady was driving down the highway when she came upon the scene of a terrible accident. She got out of the car, saw the driver who had been thrown from the car. He was really seriously injured, and he was bleeding profusely. Well, later the lady recounted her response to this heart-rending scene. She said, "Thank goodness, I remembered my first aid just when it was needed the most, and I immediately put my head between my knees to keep from passing out." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about missing your mission. Well, this lady is not about to be a hero on the nightly news. No, she's oblivious to the desperate need in front of her, and instead she's just all focused on herself. The question is, could that be us? On the scene, where there are people in front of us who are spiritually dying, without Christ, without any hope of heaven, and we're just standing there, worrying about ourselves. Our word for today from the Word of God. It's in 2 Kings 7, verse 9. It's a pretty shocking Old Testament picture of a modern spiritual tragedy. The city of Samaria is under siege. The people of the city are facing such extreme starvation, some of them are even resorting to cannibalism, believe it or not. Every morning you can hear the screams of mothers who have awakened to find that their child has starved to death during the night, or the sobs of children who just watched their mother die of starvation. Well, meanwhile, four lepers who are living as outcasts outside the city wall are also on the edge of starvation. Of course, they just depend on handouts from the city. So they choose a course that they consider their only hope for survival. They're going to surrender to the enemy and hope they'll get fed by them. Well, during the night, the Lord has done a miracle that has caused the enemy to retreat, and they have left their camp and their supplies behind. So the lepers stumble into this empty camp and a mountain of food. The Bible says that as they sat there gorging themselves, quote, "They said to each other, 'We're not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once.'" A question. How can you have what dying people need and not tell them about it? Well, tragically, that's many of us who belong to Jesus Christ. We do it day after day. We keep feasting on the Jesus banquet, filling up with more and more blessings while never telling the spiritually starving people we know about our Jesus. We can't imagine having one day without Jesus, and they've never had one day with him. And without him, they have no chance of heaven. They will never be in heaven with you. God is trying to open your eyes to the life or death emergency that is right in front of you day after day. He's put you on the scene where you could save some lives, where you could rescue some spiritually dying people. And as inadequate as you may feel, you are the one that Jesus placed in their lives so you could help some of those folks be in heaven with you. Is it risky to step out and try to rescue someone? Sure it is. Just ask Jesus. But if he could die for those people we know, how can we not at least tell them that he died for them? Please, don't let them die without a chance at Jesus. See, you are that chance.